Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Pixel Productions podcast. Today we're talking about the Wii console and the Wii U console. I'm joined here with Hiram.
Hi guys!
And before we start, we need to talk about how amazing you guys are. In one of our episodes, I can't remember which one because this was made a while ago, we got 4 plays in 8 hours and 20 plays in almost 1 month. That's crazy.
What?
You guys are crazy.
Wait, which one was, what episode was that for?
I don't remember. It was, probably for our...
Super Mario 64.
Oh, yes. That was for Super Mario 64, our last episode.
That one, I loved recording. And the Wii Sports series. That one was
Hiram
so fun.
Hiram hasn't heard it edited yet, so I'm gonna have to show him that. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, and it's past our,
one year mark.
Yeah, you might want to also go check out
last episode, we actually didn't, finish, we didn't actually talk about, it came out after the 1 year mark, so we didn't actually talk about that. But yeah, that was exciting, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the episode. So thank you guys.
Yeah. So, also, visit our website in the description of this episode and podcast. There you can find the information about our podcast and about even Sam and I and Joey.
Yes, Joey's on there. And we have a guest co-host coming on our Luigi's Mansion series re-record episode that's coming out soon.
You might know her from the Pixel.
Yes, it's a her.
First
girl on the podcast. From the backside. Where'd that come from?
What is it called? Oh, yeah, the Thank the Phoenicians podcast.
Yep, go check.
There we go. I finally said it.
I'm not around there. Anyways, you guys can also email us at thepixelpodcast0@gmail.com.
And we never said who she is.
Oh, we're not gonna spoil that. We're gonna let that sit. We're gonna let you guys be excited for that episode. That one's
called Cliffhanger.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, with all that settled, let's get started.
After Nintendo released the GameCube, the company began to brainstorm ideas that would be used for their next console. Instead of a console that had better hardware power, they chose an idea of a console that would be used for new concept ideas and games.
During this time, Nintendo had been working on controllers that included the technology of motion detection, also known as motion controls. Because of this, they included motion controls in the Wii remotes. Later, we talk more about the remotes.
I like the remotes, I don't know if you guys have had this, but there's these little soft, spongy white transparent things that fit around it perfectly.
Yeah.
And then there's also one for the big huge ice cube. Motion Plus.
Wii Sports.
Anyway.
It was last episode.
But the Wii hadn't been released yet. Over the next 2 years, between 2000 and 2002, the Nintendo GameCube console started to fall behind in sales from other consoles at the time. Because of that, Nintendo started work on the first Nintendo DS.
We'll do an episode about the DS another time, but to brush the topic, Nintendo made the DS an easy to use and included touchscreens, which was a huge accomplishment at the time. The only improvement goal they had for the Wii, and this is a completely different subject, by the way. The only improvement goal they had for the Wii is that it would be smaller than the other consoles that were big and messy.
Yeah.
They had tons of cords and they would plug into the wall and it was kind of gross. The Wii was
only
that much better.
It only used 2.
Well, actually, it uses technically 3 if you use the motion control bar. It kind of, that's another cord. But the Nintendo Switch takes 2.
You can do more.
And if you don't connect it to the TV, then it can only use 1. like just the charger, you can just use one. It doesn't need more than one. And so, but if you want to connect it to the TV, then you can. But yeah, it doesn't use that much. The Wii had a little bit more, plus it had extra cord length that wasn't needed for most people. But it was definitely better than the GameCube and other consoles at the time.
And Sam and Joey both have a DS, not the first DS.
Yeah.
I think you had a 2DS.
Yeah, I lost it, though. I don't know what happened to it.
And then Joey has a 3DS.
Yeah, Joey's a 3DS.
He still has Super Mario Bros.
I think it stopped working.
Yeah, it stopped working, but he still has the game Super Mario Bros.
I have Mario Kart still. And not Mario Kart.
I love
Luigi's Mansion too. I have Luigi's Mansion 2, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a great one.
I wish I could play that. Like, Luigi's Mansion 1, I think, was also on
the Yeah, it was.
I never got to play
it. It was originally on the GameCube, but then they ported it to the DS.
I've only played the, Luigi's Mansion 3.
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion 3. He had got that.
I've never had it. As we talked about earlier, the Wii Remote included motion controls, and apparently for Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort, they needed more motion controls.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it already had enough.
Yeah, I think I've been lived without it.
Anyway,
also, go check out that episode.
A prototype was made after a total of 6 months of development. The DS was sold to be influenced by the Wii's design. The Wii's controllers, I like how they designed it. Like, it's thin and long. It's not, like, huge.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I like it how it's, like...
The Wii Remote just fits in your hand.
It just fits perfectly. Like, you don't need to adjust, you can just put it
like
in your...
some of the...
Same with the nunchuck. The nunchuck?
Yes, the nunchuck is
so
perfect. But some of the Nintendo's, like, controllers that fit the best is the Nintendo Switch Pro controller, the Wii Remote, and, oh, no, I forgot. I'll come back to that later if I remember.
Or the, Well, it's not Nintendo's, but
Oh, yes,
Xbox.
It's the 2DS. The 2DS fits in your hands really well. I can testify because I had a 2DS.
I never felt 2DS are basically
DSs, but they're always in their open state. They don't close or anything like that. They're just flat. It's kind of like a Nintendo Switch, but it's more of a DS style. I really like the way it
and
fits.
There's
it
two
fits
screens.
In your hands. Yeah, it fits in your hand really well. I just really like the 2DS, and the Wii Remote fits well, and the Nintendo
Switch
Pro
controller.
Wait,
do you still have your 2DS, like, it works?
No.
Oh, that's sad.
As a designer said, we had the DS on our minds as we worked on the Wii. We thought about copying the DS's touch panel interface, and even came up with a prototype. But that idea was rejected because the DS and the Wii would be identical.
And, I was gonna say something...
And they want to keep ideas, like, you know, new and fresh. They don't, like, copy the same things like the Wii. They were thinking about making it have dual screens like the DS. But then they decided to keep it the same and, you know, change it a little bit, you know?
That would be so weird. My favorite game on the Wii is either Super Mario Galaxy. That one's very fun. I've almost 100% of the game. I just gotta get a Luigi, and there's some stars that are very hard to get.
Yeah,
and it's only
it's
one star.
Like in Mario Odyssey.
It's not even one of those grand stars that you get on boss fights.
Do you know volleyball in the CSGO game? It's so hard to do.
Volleyball. Yeah. I've actually gone that many.
I have too, but it took me forever. It's getting 100.
And the jump rope one.
You have to use. Yeah, that one's hard. I just used a glitch.
How?
There
you go.
I'll have to show you.
Anyway. Where were we? Oh, yeah. And if the DS flapped, then the Wii would have to be have to be revised and remotes not be similar. At E3 2004, you can check out our What is E3 episode, just chat. The team would show off the Wii, and it would be under a code name of Revolution. As the team thought it would revise and going gaming industry.
The console made a second appearance at E3 2005 with the same name, Revolution. The motion controls had not been finished yet, but they were still being made. During development, the team kept the console small because it would reduce the mess and it would keep it from overheating, which is kind of obvious.
Honestly, smaller it is, I hate when things like overheat. It just feels so like uncomfortable.
The Nintendo Switch.
Like, you need to like wash your hands.
The Nintendo Switch is like, it gets kind of hot sometimes. Not because of it like
being used too much.
Yeah, it's just because
computers.
It's just because your hands are warm and stuff like that.
Computers.
And so because your hands are warm, it can make the back of your Nintendo Switch like greasy. And so the back of my Nintendo Switch is kind of greasy on the sides because of my hands. Because that's just the way it's gonna end up if you have a Nintendo Switch. It's kind of
Chromebooks.
No matter even if you click.
Like Chromebooks and Apple. Their Apple computers are just, they get so hot. I don't know how people do it.
But thankfully, they make stuff like heat protection on devices like modern day iPhones that say, hey, your phone's too hot, you can't turn it on.
Warning, please don't explode this.
Yeah.
The name Wii was officially announced a month before E3 2006. Lots of Wii's. At the announcement of this console, the team started the Wii. I can't say words ever today. The team stated Wii sounds like Wii, like W-E, which emphasizes the console is for everyone. That's smart, right?
Yeah.
Wii can easily be remembered by people around the world, like me and Sam,
yep,
and Joey. No matter what language they speak, no confusion.
The console was released on November 19th, 2006. The time I'm writing this episode, it's the 19th of November, the 16th birthday of the Wii. So,
nice.
That little note there. Yeah, when I was writing this script for this episode, you know, I'm the script and editor for this podcast, and Hiram helps me record and get some ideas, most of my ideas, actually. But I was making the script for this episode, and it was actually the 16th birthday of the Wii. So that was fun. And it was listed for $249.99.
Right now?
Right now, it's probably much more expensive, like $400 or something.
I know, I could sell mine for lots of money, but I can't. And all my games, too.
Yeah. The company decided that The company decided that they... Oh my gosh, holy crap. Can you just say this? The company decided that there were going to be 30 games by the end of the year. And Nintendo anticipated that 4 million consoles would be sold by the end of the year.
Oh man, that's almost as much as sports resort.
Just so you know, defeat 30 games in 1 year for the Wii was actually a pretty tough one. But for the Nintendo Switch, they easily crossed that in a year. The Nintendo Switch released like 200 in a year.
And in easy. The UK? I don't know. I think we've told this before, but the UK, when Animal Crossing Horizons came out, they sold out of Nintendo Switches in the UK, which is probably making it go very, very hard. Anyway, the Wii Remote was... The Wii Remote was to be really easy and fun to play games. Which is true, because it's very easy to control.
Yeah.
A's, like, basically always jump, except for...
As we talked Yeah, I'm just getting drip real quick. As we talked about in our Nintendo Switch, our Wii Sports series episode, I don't know what, I just lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, the Wii and all the games on it were made for people that both didn't know how to play games well and did know how to play games well. So yeah, everyone played it.
And also, another very fun game on the Wii is Epic Mickey and Epic Mickey 2.
Oh yeah, go check that episode out. That one's a great
the
one.
The music is so good!
That one is so
the
good.
Music is so good! I love the music.
It's so good. Holy crap.
Do they have any Kumu songs by it? If they did, then it'd just make it...
Not quite sure.
Nice.
Anyway. The default color of the remotes would be the same color as the console, white. The team made a sensor bar that would detect the remote's movement, so they could use a cursor that would move with the remote.
In October 2007, Nintendo released jackets for the Wii Remote. That would just allow the remote to not slip out of your hands, which, if you don't have it, then...
Yeah, these are the jackets we were talking about earlier in the episode, and they're like the white transparent things that make it feel a little bit better.
And like, while playing games, they use motion controls. Because if you're like playing golf, you're like, kind of like... You're just, like doing, swinging it, like, very hard, and then your remote would go flying out, and, like, crash into the TV, and then Nintendo would get sued.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a story. Yeah, we were gonna put that in one of our episodes, but we just decided not to, but that's
We did.
No, we didn't.
And, like, if you're, like, playing Frisbee, you're, like,
that's
throw
one of
it, and then you throw the controller, and then like throw it into the wall. Luckily, my sister was playing, and she didn't have the jacket on. But fortunately, she threw it like at the wall and at the ceiling, not the TV. Luckily, or else probably my mom's. So where were we? Anyway. They would also release a nunchuck that came out with every remote.
This one also felt really good.
Nunchucks.
So good.
I love nunchucks.
Yeah.
The nunchuck would be used for games that didn't have motion controls. The players would use the nunchuck to make their characters walk and other motions. There's one game that has motion controls and involves nunchuck in some of them, like cycling and Super Mario Wii.
Fun.
Why did I say Super Mario Wii?
Super Mario Wii!
I was gonna say Super Mario
Super
Wii
Mario
Sports.
Wii.
Super Mario Wii Sports. No. Wii Sports Resort. They do cycling and.
The boingy power up. That one's weird.
No, that's in Super Mario 4.
Boingy boingy.
That's the spring.
Oh, you're talking about Super Mario. Oh, you're talking about the one on the Wii that's not Galaxy. I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, I want to say one thing about a couple things about Super Mario Galaxy. I think I haven't said. So with the B power up, the only thing that will make so you don't have any more is getting hurt or going in water. I think that's all. And then for the ghost, it's light and getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And for, let me think, the spring one, I know there's probably one more. The spring one, it's water and getting hurt.
Yeah.
Kind of like the bee. And what's the other one?
Oh, I don't remember. Well, ice and fire, those have
times.
Oh, yeah,
ice and fire. They have times. And, like...
Star has time.
Star.
Does star exist?
Mm-hmm. I think.
That's what I thought. I don't know why, but it just seems like it wouldn't be in it.
I love the Ice and Fire. I just wish that they had more.
Yeah, I just wish that they didn't have a timer. Because I got really annoyed with that. Like, when I played Mario Galaxy a lot, I used to play it a lot. I would get really mad about the timer. I was like, dude, it's meant to be calm. Do not make me have a flippin' timer. I want to enjoy my ice power up. Come on. Like, you could walk on water. It was fun.
Yeah. And with fire, you could just go, whoosh, whoosh, just throw fireballs everywhere.
Throwing fireballs is fun, children.
It's definitely
fun.
Anyway, where?
You guys can go check out more about the Motion Plus on our Wii Sports series episode. A second console that I didn't know about was released as the title of the Wii Mini.
What?
I've never heard of this, and so haven't I.
A Wii Mini?
The Wii Mini would just be a smaller version of the original Wii console. When the Wii console was announced, they made the Miis. Go check out our Mii Journey episode to learn more about them.
Yeah, the Miis. That is also really cool. Wii is for everyone, and then Mii, like, yourself. It's your Mii.
Yeah.
Like, person.
And then it's also branding.
A version of a cartoon.
It's also branding, because it has the two eyes. Yeah. Good job, Nintendo. You're good at branding and being smart.
Very. I don't know how I came up with all this
stuff. Almost like they had professionals making this stuff.
Honestly. I thought it was just dorks.
Almost like...
All of them out there, you're...
Yeah, you guys are so good. Thanks for making games. Especially Mario Odyssey.
Yes, definitely.
And Splatoon.
And
we could go on forever.
List 5,000.
You know what?
And one more.
You know, we're gonna make a Just Chat, and it's gonna be, top... It's gonna be like a... it's gonna be
okay,
like a
this
list...
this is one thing that I
It's gonna be a list of games that are our favorites.
And I do have to say
okay, that's gonna be your
and pause. Check the name of the name. Why? I know what it is. Epic Mickey!
Yay!
Epic Mickey 2!
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back on.
Most thanks to Disney for that, but yes, Nintendo too, because they
thank you, Disney.
Because they helped us.
Anyway. The console received great reviews from everyone. And the public loved it. I heard that it was really good for Nintendo.
Yeah, it helped them a lot.
And more people started to like Nintendo. And that's why
I feel like that was when Nintendo...
Oh, the Switch! Like, yeah. When someone says the Switch, they're like, Nintendo!
Yeah, and then when they say the Wii, they're like, mostly Nintendo. Unless they're thinking the word Wii, obviously. But like, yeah! They think of Nintendo, because Nintendo made themselves pretty obvious out during this time. Got themselves pretty popular. During 2000 to around now, they've made themselves quite clearly popular. When Wii Sports came out, Nintendo Switch, Nintendo Wii console, the Nintendo Switch Lite, Nintendo Switch OLED, and then all the games like Splatoon 3, Super Mario Odyssey, stuff like that, and, you know, Epic Mickey. It just, Nintendo started to flourish during the 2000s era up to current days.
The thing that they used to be, used to make cards.
Yeah.
And work with Walt Disney, obviously, though.
So yeah, the game received great reviews.
As of recording, the console sold a total of 101.63 million copies.
And Nintendo expected to be 4. In 1 year.
Honestly. Well, that's all the time for this console, even though we barely scratched the surface.
We could list all the games and it would take longer than a year. Let's go on. And let's talk about the objectively worst console Nintendo has ever made.
So, the system first thought about 2008, 2 years after the Wii was released, and Nintendo was looking forward for an update version of the Wii.
They invented the Wii U, which was a console that could play every game from the Wii and its own games. The Wii U would have a Wii digitally built into it, so you could put your Wii discs into it and play them. This is actually a really cool idea, and I love that this would be part of it. I love that the part of the Wii U included the original Wii. Because you could actually play your favorite game from the Wii, and then you could just pop in your disc for a game on the Wii U, like Splatoon, stuff
or,
like that.
Or Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild, stuff like that.
That game is
It's just really cool, and I wish that when Nintendo makes their next console, which it's gonna happen eventually, in the next 20 years, there's gonna be a new console that's gonna be released, I bet. And when it does come out, I'm just crossing my fingers that they have another digital console like this, because it was so good. The idea for this was so good. Having a digital console was really cool, because people, when they have a Nintendo Switch, when they have the Wii, and then they buy a Nintendo Switch, they're like, oh, now I have to change consoles when I play a different game. But the Wii U, a completely different console, still had the Wii in it, so you could still play games from the Wii. So it was just a bit better, and plus intrigued people more.
Then how is it the worst game?
They introduced a new feature called the Game Pod. The Game Pod would be the mix of...
The Game Pad,
sorry.
I can't read. It's kind of like what the Nintendo Switch is now.
So, the Game Pad would be the mix of the already made consoles, the DS and the Wii.
And you know how they were thinking on making the Wii like the DS? Look what they did!
The idea...
They made the Wii U like the DS!
The idea... Ideas of a touchscreen was introduced in the Wii U, but not on the Wii.
The touchscreen,
it was actually a cool idea. You know, they used that pretty well. They had games like Splatoon that you could like look at the map down on the screen. But then on the Nintendo Switch, you just press X and it opens up your map in Splatoon 3. So, you know, you don't need touchscreen. Come on, guys.
No. And like,
plus, you could just put your Switch into dock mode and play like that and have a touchscreen. Yeah, like, I feel like the Nintendo Switch is the combination of all Nintendo's worst and good best consoles, but in a good way. Like, they make the Wii U one of Nintendo's objectively worst consoles, which we'll talk about more why later in this episode, into part of the Nintendo Switch, and good. Like, actually good. So, yeah.
So the GamePod is kind of like...
the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, but, like, when you're playing games on the Wii, you can look at the GamePod, but you can't control it on the GamePod.
GamePad.
GamePad. I'm just gonna say GamePod, okay? So just know that I'm saying GamePad.
Okay.
So, yeah, so the GamePad, like, when you went to the Wii, you could either choose to only have it on the TV, or the TV and the GamePad. I think it shouldn't just been like, I think they shouldn't have had a third choice, just the GamePad.
They do have that.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. My friend has the Wii U and he plays just
the GamePad. Oh yeah, it's just the GamePad and the
TV
and the GamePad.
There's no just TV. Unless you're playing on the Wii, then it forces you to use just TV or GamePad, not just GamePad, you know?
Anyway.
It's just a minier screen.
Yeah.
They didn't need to add that feature. Rumors got out in the year 2010 that Nintendo was making a sequel to their most famous console, the Wii. But in 2011, the rumor was revealed to be true. The name Nintendo was covering it, and it was called Project Cafe. Not quite sure why.
Well, why was it, like, what was the other one that was for?
Hold up, I'm just gonna go back. I think it was Revolution.
Yeah, it was Revolution.
Yeah, it was
Revolution. Why Revolution?
You know. Because it's a revolution.
Anyway.
After the game was released. Oh, not game.
After the game was released.
After the console was released. Yeah, sorry, guys.
The console was released. It only sold 13.56 million copies compared to the Wii,
which sold
107. It's 88.07 million less copies than what Wii sold.
And that is
That is why it's objectively Nintendo's worst console, because it had so many less like sales. It had 88.07. It's not bad because of the games on it. It's the design's kind of bad, but that's not the main reason why. It's because Nintendo lost lots of money from this game. I mean, this console. This console was a big bust in the bag. Just like Wii Sports Club. Wii Sports Club sucked for them. So yeah.
Anyway.
Wii U was not good.
It might be cruel to call the Wii U Nintendo's worst console, but the Souls don't.
And to be honest, the games are just not as fun as the Wii's games. They're just more iconic.
They don't have epic.
Yeah. For some reason, the Wii will always be such a great console. No matter if Nintendo makes some new massive console, which, as I said earlier, they're probably going to make one in the next 20 years or so. Wii will always stay the same. Great.
It's like the Wii, and then like the Nintendo Switch from like first, second. I mean, like the Wii, no one really knows the Wii now, but it was Nintendo's.
If you're talking about how iconic it is, then the Wii is probably more nostalgic for people than the Nintendo Switch is. And
I mean, the Nintendo Switch is.
But the Nintendo, Switch has better design. Honest, it's smaller, it just fits better. You can go from TV to playing like you're on a DS to back on the TV. It's such a great console. Nintendo Switches. But the Wii will always be Nintendo's most nostalgic one. And then the Switch will be
I'm not saying anything about the Nintendo Switch. I love both the consoles so much.
None more than the other, but they're just better in different ways.
Definitely. Kind of like my dog and my brother's dog. One psycho, one calm. Anyway, that's all we have for the time for today. Sadly. This has been a very fun episode.
Yeah.
Fun. But we barely even scratched the surface on this topic. We said.
Barely even scratched out the thing. Anyways, yeah. Follow us wherever you listen to this episode and give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help when you guys give reviews. Plus, I would thank my cousin Isaac for putting a review on the podcast. I forgot to shout him out on our last episodes. He did it when our podcast first started. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And remember, why didn't you little jumps out to take some
Yeah, I was actually going to tell you. For some reason, it cut out of our Super Mario 64 episode. So that's you're going to tell our listeners right now about it. Then.
Okay, we'll just do that. Okay?
Yeah.
So, you guys can visit our website in the description of this episode. At the podcast in general.
Our next full episode will be out Super Mario 3D World and Bowser's Fury. But I think Hiram and I are going to do a list on what episodes, I mean not episodes, what games that we want that are our favorite.
Just chat.
Yeah, we're going to do next just chat. That's going to be our next episode. Not our next full one, but our next episode.
We'll see you guys next time. When Anil jumps out and takes a bite out of your snout, desamore.
By the way, that was cut out of the 64 episodes. We just put it in here.